KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A Super Cub airplane is flying over the vast green, mostly treeless landscape of northwest Alaska near Nome. Biologist Sarah Hensley is aboard, using a VHF radio receiver to locate collared moose. She's tracking young moose to gain insights into the future of the overall moose population in this region. Antennas mounted to the wing struts pick up signals transmitted from their radio collars. The strength of the beeping signal enables Hensley to home in on the moose.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Israel and Iran are ordering evacuations in parts of both Tel Aviv and Tehran as fighting intensifies. NPR's Jackie Northam reports both sides sent out warnings as they continue to target key installations and communities.
A television news presenter was on air describing the sound of nearby Israeli bombing when a massive blast hit Iran's state-run television, darkening the set and scattering debris. Much of the building was in flames. Israel had earlier ordered people living in that area of Tehran to evacuate, warning it would attack a nearby military infrastructure. Israel hit other strategic targets, including an Iranian military headquarters. Meanwhile, Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps ordered people to evacuate from Bnei Brak, a largely ultra-Orthodox area of Tel Aviv, and Iranian ballistic missiles rained down on several Israeli cities. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
In Minnesota, the suspect in the violent attacks on four people, including two Democratic state lawmakers over the weekend, has made his first court appearance. Vance Belter faces state and federal charges. He did not enter a plea today. Authorities say Belter went to several state lawmakers' homes while impersonating an officer. He encountered State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette early Saturday. They sustained multiple gunshot wounds and survived. Police say Belter also went to State Representative Melissa Hortman's home. She and her husband, Mark, were later found shot to death. Earlier today, U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson said while the motive is under investigation, at least one thing's clear.
This was a political assassination, which is not a word we use very often in the United States, let alone here in Minnesota. It's a chilling attack on our democracy, on our way of life. It's only the most recent example of violent political extremism in this country, and that's a trend that's been increasing in recent years.
That's U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson. All 50 states, the District of Columbia, and U.S. territories have approved a new $7.4 billion bankruptcy settlement with Purdue Pharma. The company is the maker of OxyContin, a pain drug that helped fuel the U.S. opioid crisis. Here's NPR's Brian Mann.
This deal is different from a bankruptcy plan overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court last year in that it doesn't force people to give up individual lawsuits against members of the Sackler family who own Purdue Pharma. According to the company, the Sacklers are expected to contribute billions of dollars to the settlement. New York Attorney General Letitia James said this deal will hold the Sackler family accountable for what she described as their leading role in fueling the epidemic of opioid addiction. The Sacklers deny any wrongdoing. This deal is expected to be approved by a U.S. bankruptcy court and would add to more than $50 billion in opioid settlements already agreed to by corporations that made and sold addictive opioid pain medications.
It's NPR. A new report concludes that a dangerous new nuclear arms race is emerging at a time when arms control regimes are severely weakened. That is the latest annual assessment of the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. It says nearly all of the nine nuclear-armed states, such as the U.S., Russia, and China, are upgrading and expanding their weapons. The other nuclear-armed countries include North Korea, Israel, India, Pakistan, the U.K., and France. Average prices of the most popular concert tickets have dropped for the first time in more than a decade. But as NPR's Netta Ulaby tells us, that does not mean they're anything close to a bargain.
It's still not cheap to see superstars like Beyoncé in the flesh.
Put them hands together.
We clapping.
Concert ticket prices have soared over the past 20 years, and the average cost of a ticket to any of the top 100 tours is $120. Still, that's 6% less than last year, according to the industry group Pollstar. It's the first time in more than a decade, except for the pandemic, that ticket prices have dropped. Pollstar says the lower prices reflect uneven economic conditions. And while the cost of the cheapest tickets are going down, the best ones are only getting more expensive. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
U.S. stocks have ended the day higher. The Dow closed up more than 300 points, or roughly 0.75%, ending the day at 42,515. The S&P was up 56 points, nearly 1%, and the Nasdaq closed up more than 1.5%. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Kresge Foundation. Established 100 years ago, the Kresge Foundation works to expand equity and opportunity in cities across America. A century of impact, a future of opportunity. More at kresge.org.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, east winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, becoming northwest 25 after midnight, seas 5 feet. And Tuesday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory today. Today, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, becoming northwest 20 after midnight, seas 7 feet. And Tuesday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today north winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory today. Today, northeast winds 25 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 4 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Tuesday, west winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef. Today, north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, a chance of rain. Partly sunny with highs near 51. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 43. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And Tuesday, sunny with highs near 52. Northeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 feet 1 inch. A low at 12:12, a minus tide of 1 foot 8 inches. A high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 feet 6 inches. And a low tonight at 11:42 at 3 feet 3 inches. Your sun rose at 5:59 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:25, giving us 17 hours and 26 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, we'll start out this hour with John Fogerty with I Can't Help Myself. After that, Paul Simon with Late in the Evening. And then we have the Pogues with Sketches of Spain.
We'll be right back.
So what's next? Oh, we have Footloose by Kenny Loggins. After that, Rick Astley was Never Going to Give You Up. Then Too Much Pressure. That's The Selector. Here's Kenny Loggins. We'll be right back.
Your heart's been aching, but you're too- The Yunga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to KSDP Radio, 830 AM, Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on translator, K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
Yeah, and a big thank you, Stanley. Coming up now, we have Don Henley with Dirty Laundry. After that, Devo with Whip It. We're not men, we're Devo. After that, Status Quo with Whatever You Want. Here's Don Henley.
We'll be right back.
And what have we next? Michael Cimbello with Maniac. Then Soft Cell with Tainted Love. After that, big hit by Boston, a piece called Amanda.
Town girl on a Saturday night, looking for the fight of her life. tainted love. Tainted love. Now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any more from me to make things right. You need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray. But I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease. I love you though you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love. Touch me, baby, tainted love. Tainted love. Tainted love. Tainted love.
Babe, tomorrow's so far away. There's something I just have to say.
Yeah, taking us to the top of the hour, the band called Jam with Beat Surrender. I thought Genesis with No Reply at All.